Today, July 20th, is the feast day of one of the early Christian bishops and martyrs for the faith, St. Apollinaris, a disciple of St. Peter. He is ordained to be a bishop by St. Peter himself. So what we see here is apostolic succession, that the apostles ordained other men to take their place. And we have this feast day was added by Pope John Paul II, about 10 years ago, with a number of other masses. St. Apollinaris was the first bishop of Ravenna, which is one of the most ancient Christian cities. It's on the eastern coast of Italy, the northeast coast of Italy, just south of Venice. And Ravenna is known for its magnificent mosaics. Some of the most ancient Christian mosaics are in the cathedral and the other churches of Ravenna. So Apollinaris became the first bishop of that diocese. Again, a disciple of St. Peter, ordained by St. Peter, the first pope. And St. Apollinaris became a very famous early Christian martyr, venerated in the church for his holiness and for his apostolic spirit. What we know from tradition is that he was used by God to work miracles. On one occasion, he worked a miracle of healing the wife of an official, and then she and her husband were both converted to the faith. He cured a man named Boniface, who was deaf and dumb. He made many converts to the faith. He was often persecuted and tortured for being a Christian. He was scourged and flogged and chased from the city a number of times. He preached the gospel in Bologna, which is just on the outskirts of Venice, and he converted the household of a patrician named Rufinus. He was then banished from that area. He was shipwrecked on the Dalmatian coast, but then when he preached the gospel to them as well. Three times he was exiled from his diocese, but all three times he came back, was driven out again a fourth time. The emperor Vespasian issued a decree of banishment of all Christians. Apollinaris was discovered. He was recognized by an angry mob, and he was beaten to death by an angry mob. So that's basically all we know about this saintly early bishop of the church. But again, what we see in his life is this apostolic succession, that Jesus did not leave us orphans. He always left us a shepherd. We had Peter, the first pope, the 12 apostles, and we see in the writings of the Acts of the Apostles and the writings of St. Paul that he would ordain Timothy. And then we have from a history that Peter ordained Apollinaris. And you see that the apostles passed on the faith to these holy men. So here we have today, bishops today are ordained and consecrated by previous bishops, all the way back to the apostles who were ordained by Christ himself.